Now, what has been said already in the form of a verse is presented as a prose now, text form. Asya Shri Vishnor Divya Sahasra Nama Stotra Maha Mantrasya. I'm repeating it. Asya Shri Vishnor Divya Sahasra Nama Stotra Maha Mantrasya. Asya Shri Vishnor Divya Sahasra Nama Stotra Maha Mantrasya. It's very auspicious to chant after Deepavali also. Okay, Bhagavan Vishnu did Narakasura Vadham. Om Asya Shri Vishnu Divya Sahasra Nama Stotra Maha Mantrasya. Vedavyaso Bhagavan Rishihi Anushtup Chandaha. Shri Mahavishnu Paramatma Sriman Narayano Devata Amritam Shodbhavo Bhanuriti Bijam Devaki Nandana Srashteti Shaktihi Udbhavaha Kshobhano Devaiti Paramo Mantraha Shankabhrinandaki Chakriti Kilakam Shargadhanva Gadadhara Ityastram Rathanga Pani Rakshobhya Itinetram Trisama Samagasameti Kavacham Anandam Parabrahmeti Yonihi Rutusudarshana Kala Iti Digbandhaha Sri Vishwarupa Iti Dhyanam Shri Mahavishnu Prityarthe Shri Sahasra Nama Jape Viniyogaha. Earlier few aspects were mentioned. Some more aspects are added here. This Nyasa. Just telling, as I said, more four important factors are what? Rishihi, Meter, Chandas, Devata and Purpose. So here, again, the purpose elaborated here. Shri Mahavishnu Prityarthe. Mahavishnu Prityarthe means to please, for pleasing the Lord, to win the love of the Lord, to have grace. Having won the Lord means what? Having won the Lord means pleasing the Lord means having the grace of the Lord. Having the grace showered on us is means having everything desirable in life. Having everything desirable in life means what? Being peaceful. Including jnanam and moksha. Therefore, we have to please Bhagavan in order to have His grace. To have His grace, if you want everything desirable in life, you must have grace. Our joy, our peace depend on Bhagavan's grace. Bhagavan's grace can be earned only if we please the Lord. We can please the Lord only if we live a life of dharma. This is the order. Okay? But here, we have unknowingly might have done some papam, because of which Bhagavan may be displeased. So now, by reciting this stotram, we try to tap the same grace. That's the meaning. Sri Sahasranama Jape. Okay. Sri Mahavishnu Prityarthe Sahasranama Jape Vinyogaha. Now the presentation in terms of 1000 names of the Lord. This recitation. Japaha means utterance, japaha is utterance. The presentation in terms of utterance of 1000 names of the Lord is for pleasing the Lord. And here we have all the rest of the things mentioned, slight variation. same meaning actually. Words are different, but same meaning. But some more aspects are added. As I told you, the technical aspects, I will explain to you later on. If I take time, it will go in details, completely different details. You lose track of what is being said. That's why I'm keeping it pending. Okay? Asya Shri Vishnur Divya Sahasra Namastotra Mahamantrasya. Actually, sentence not complete. One sentence. Asya Vishnoho Divya Sahasranama Mantrasya. He sees this work of thousand names as a mantras. Every word is a mantra. Every word here is the name of the Lord. Every name of the Lord is a mantra itself. Why? Every name, when repeatedly uttered, has the capacity to protect. I told you many times, what is the mantra? Mananat Trayate Iti Mantraha. Do you remember that? Mananat Trayate Iti Mantraha. What does it mean? That which has the capacity to protect the reciter. That which is capable of protecting the reciter is called mantraha. Mananat Trayate Iti Mantraha. And here every name of the Lord is a mantra because when repeatedly uttered, it will protect the reciter. Mantraha itself means protector of the reciter. Now, of this great mantra, which is a work in praise of the Lord, consisting of thousand names. Of this work, okay, I told the meaning of this first line. Not line, that's the word. Shri Vishnoho Divya Sahasranama Stotra Mahamantrasya. Of this great mantra, in terms of or in the form of the praise of the Lord, consisting of thousand names, divine names of the Lord Vishnu. Rishihi is Bhagavan Shri Vedavyasaha. See, Vedavyasa is highly revered. And what is the great highest of reverence given to the Rishi? Seeing him as Bhagavan himself. it's a greatest expression of reverence is what? Seeing the Rishi as Bhagavan. Bhagavan Shri Vedavyasaha is the Rishi of this text. Okay. What is the meter of this text? Chandaha Anushtup. You all have seen that. And who is the deity invoked here? In Vishnu Sahasranama, deity must be Vishnu. It can't be anybody else, isn't it? Therefore, Shri Mahavishnu Paramatma, Paramatma, the Absolute Self, Mahashi Mahavishnu, the protector of, sustainer of the universe, Shriman Narayanaha, Shriman Narayana himself is the Devata. Bhagavan, as the sustainer of the universe, the Lord of the entire universe, Shriman Narayanaha Devata. Why Narayana specially mentioned here? The one who has to be ultimately discovered by the mind. Narayana means the one who has to be ultimately discovered by the mind. Having discovered whom the mind will resolve for good, is Narayana. And the Narayana is the Devata invoked here. And then I told you, Bijam Shaktihi Mantraha Kilakam Astram Netram Kavacham Yonihi. All these technical terms I'll explain to you later on. Because technical terms, if we go into details, there's completely mantra shastra I have to talk about. There's a complete different thing and we will not be able to finish it now. So I'm going to simply read those words there. Amritam shudbhavo bhanuriti bijam. Amritam shudbhavaha bhanuhu. Iti bijam. Devaki nandana srashteti shaktihi. Devaki nandanaha srashta iti shaktihi. Udbhavaha kshobhano deva iti paramo mantraha. Shankabhran nandaki chakriti kilakam. Shankabhrit nandaki chakri. All names of the Lord only. Shankabhrit nandaki chakri iti kilakam. Shargadhanva gadadhara ityastram. Shargadhanva gadadharaha. Also names of the Lord. That's why I'll explain to you later on. Ityastram. So astram also is there. Astram means a weapon which is used, which is used to kill by throwing. Astram. Anyway, little meaning. But here in what is the mantra shastre, what is the meaning? I'll explain to you. Rathanga pani rakshobhya iti netram. Ratha anga panihi akshobhyaha. Akshobhyaha iti netram. Trisama samagas sameti kavacham. Trisama samagaha sama iti kavacham. Anandam parabrahmeti yonihi. Anandam parabrahma iti yonihi. Ritus sudarshana kala iti digbandha. Rituhu sudarshanaha kalaha iti digbandha. Sri Vishwarupa iti dhyanam. Sri Vishwarupaha iti dhyanam. Sri Mahavishnu Prityarthe. Shri Sahasranama Jape Viniyogaha. As I said, we have to chant this before we start the Sahasranama, because we remember the everything. We are supposed to remember Deva Rishihi, Devata, meter, and the purpose for what we are chanting must be very clear. Then here, many other aspects are added, as I said, Kilakam, Bijam, Shaktihi, Mantraha, Yonihi, Digbandaha, everything. So many other aspects are added, and all of them together I'll explain after completing this. Complete the Dhyana, okay? Asya Shri Vishnor Divya Sahasranama Stotra. Mahamantrasya Shri Vedavyaso Bhagavan Rishihi Anushtup Chandaha Shri Mahavishnu Paramatma Srivan Narayano Devata Amritam Shudbhavo Bhanuriti Bijam Devaki Nandana Srashteti Shaktihi Udbhavaha kshobhano deva iti paramo mantraha. Shankabhrannandaki chakriti kilakam. Shargadhanva gadadhara ityastram. Rathanga pani rakshobhya iti netram. Trisama samagasameti kavacham. Anandam parabrahmeti yonihi. Ritus sudarshana kala iti digbandha. శ్రీ విశ్వరూపైతి ధ్యానం శ్రీ మహావిష్ణు ప్రీత్యర్థే సహస్రనామ జపే వినియోగః.